All-American football season.
I'm surprised you can talk.
In what way?
Well, because you got a mouthful of chili.
That's good chili, brought to us today by Mrs. Allison Carpenter from Char's Kitchen. And a secret recipe.
Yeah, we share it, though.
But not too secret. It is available for sharing.
Yes.
We are going to post that on our blog this week. I'll get those recipes from Allison. There was the chili, and then what is the name of the awesome dip?
Offensive Line Onion Dip.
The Offensive Line Onion Dip. And it is delicious, and it's a cold dip.
You can serve it warm, though.
Can you?
Oh, okay. For sure. Just warm it up. Put it over a potato or a hot dog or something.
Really I would good. Think served over about a half of avocado would be really good.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah. You dip artichokes in that. I mean, it's really good. That's a versatile meal. And that's the key to successful tailgating. Make it versatile and make it easy to clean up.
And make it tasty.
Yeah, keep it easy.
Do a few good things, a few tasty things. So, Allison, you teach lots of classes. What's your favorite class you teach?
You know, people ask me that all the time, and there's such a variety. But I have to say, every time I teach a bread class, that's probably so basic. And I love it. And we teach just a basic bread. I also teach a little bit of the natural yeast bread. And that is so popular. People are really wanting to know how to make bread the way they did 100 years ago.
I have taken your classes. And the name of the yeast that's so great that y'all carry?
The Saf Instant Yeast. Uh-huh. We carry that.
It doesn't even compare to those little packets you get in the grocery.
Right.
You think you are a great bread maker because it does such a great job of...
But if you want a sourdough starter, which is the natural yeast, I give that away. People just come in and bring me a jar, and I scoop them out a big piece of it, and they, you know, take it home and
take care
of it and use it to make their bread.
Well, anybody that would bring homemade hamburger buns that includes baked-in caramelized onions.
Oh, yeah.
you're now on my invite list for all my tailgating parties, just so I can have a burger wrapped around that homemade bun.
Well, maybe we'll get that recipe and we'll learn how to make those, too.
Yes.
So we talked about 15-minute baked potatoes, and that's in a pressure cooker on a trivet with a little water in the bottom.
Yep.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
You've got them wrapped. You pull them out. Throw them in a little dish and address it any way you want through your little condiment lineup.
That's a crowd pleaser. People love a potato with toppings. Who doesn't love that?
The bacon bits, the sour cream, the butter, and the butter.
And more butter. a lot of butter.
All right. So you got the 15-minute baked potatoes. You also have the pizza oven. And I think this is now going to become...
Is that your new toy?
That's going to become a new toy.
You would love it, I'm telling you.
I would.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, for camping, for any, it doesn't make a mess. You're not dirtying up four or five or six pots or pans to put this meal together.
Pizza's easy.
So it's a small pizza oven.
Mm-hmm. It'll do about a 12-inch pizza. And you're going to have the pizza paddle to get it in and out, but...
Propane powered?
Yeah,
propane. How much does the oven itself weigh? Is that a 15 or 20-pound item?
Oh, probably.
I mean, it's not like you're struggling with it.
It has the pizza stone in there. It's in there. So that's the weight of it.
Okay.
But yeah.
So y'all have that at the store?
Yes.
You can find it at the store, at Char's, or you can find it at the website.
Yes.
And the website?
Char's Kitchen. Easy to find. S-H-A-R-S.
With an S.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Char's Kitchen.
Miss Allison Carpenter, thanks so much for joining us this particular Saturday morning, sharing the adventure of tailgating. Now, what's your alma mater?
Where I went to high school?
Well,
I grew up in Tucson. I went to Palo Verde, and then I went to school here in the Valley. And we're ASU people.
Okay, so you're Sun Devils.
Yes.
Okay. And I'll have to tell you, as someone from the Southeastern Conference, the Sun Devil fans have a little bit to learn on about tailgating.
That's what my sons tell me.
But all things considered, really, the Sun Devils have a couple challenges in tailgating. One, it's a lot of parking lot area, so it tends to be a very warm environment.
Yes.
So you almost have to bring like giant air coolers or sideline blowers or something like that. A lot of the Southeastern Conference schools are done in like the Oak Grove and on the grass and the lawns, and it's a little bit more conducive to a picnic
environment. Try UCLA. My son told me they park on the golf course, and it's lush. And he says that's the ultimate tailgating experience.
The ultimate tailgating.
Over at UCLA, and especially when they play SU.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining us, folks. I want you all to stay tuned. In the following hour, we are going to move it over to home improvement. We've got a blog out. In this particular week, we were talking about tailgating. So we had Miss Allison in today to talk about that in the 9 o'clock hour because she had a class to teach at the 11 o'clock hour, so we couldn't detain her from that. Is that class full, by the way?
It's probably not full.
Okay.
We'll probably have about 30 people there today.
So if you wanted a couple walk-ins, could people just show up?
Yeah, it's a free class.
At 11 o'clock?
At 11. Mm-hmm.
Address?
1130 North Gilbert Road. That's
okay.
In Gilbert.
Yeah, easy to find. Signage is big right there on the east side of the west side of the highway.
West side of
the
road.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We're between Baseline and Guadalupe, just off the 60.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks a million for
joining us.
You're
welcome. Thanks for having me.
We did flip our topics, our hours this week, so we're going to open line hours. If you've got a home improvement question, it's 1-888-767-4348. Line up now, and we'll get right to it.